The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, we were just watching Bad Baby's new music video, Graham. I'll make sure to send it to you.
She has a new music video?
She does. Yeah, where she's dissing Alabama Barker.
What's an Alabama Barker again?
Is
that
Travis
when you're
Barker's...
on the toilet and your partner... Oh.
No, this is Travis Barker's daughter.
But what were you going to say?
No, never mind. It was an Urban Dictionary thing.
Yeah, I want to know that definition.
Yeah, never mind.
All right, it's the JV Show.
Cleveland steamer.
Well, what's that?
No, never mind. That's something different. That's okay. Not an Alabama Barker.
All right. Okay. Cleveland steamer. Will you look that up, Jess?
You've never heard of a Cleveland steamer?
Of course not.
What are you talking about? You guys haven't lived.
What do you think I am? So you've done it. Okay, so look it up, and we know that Graham has done
it. I have not. That's like one of the most common Urban Dictionary slang phrases of all time.
What?
You don't want to know.
You can't read it.
I do want to know.
Yeah,
all right. Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena. And I'm Jess. First talkback of the day. Let's get right to it.
Good morning. Did you know that Netflix locks some of their movies up if you pay the $7.99 plan? You have to buy $15.99 to get the whole movies.
Are you serious?
She's saying you can only watch 3/4 of the movie, and then they cut it off. You want the whole movie, you got to pay the $15.99. Or she's saying you don't get the full library. You think she's saying
you don't get the full library
of movies?
Wait, I don't this because I'm going to be on the $7.99 plan, I think, next
you
month.
You are? You're downgrading?
Yeah, I'm downgrading.
I am, too. I just haven't been able to figure out how to do it. Wouldn't let me do it. I was on the app the other day, let me see. Where can I switch plans? They don't let you
do
it
there. There's nowhere on the app. You have to go, on a web browser, your internets.
Well,
they
make
it tough for you.
Right. Then I'm going to have to figure out what my password is.
Yeah.
It's I have any chance of figuring that out, or my username.
You don't have the same password for everything and just add, a number at the end?
I do, but sometimes it just doesn't work. And then, I don't know, and then maybe they made me add two special characters.
Oh, yeah.
And one
two exclamation
thing.
Marks,
and by the time you try that on the third try, you're locked out. And then you got to send a thing and reset the thing. And by then, I've lost interest. I'll keep paying the $15.99 a month just so I don't have to go through that.
You know what? That really bothers me, though. They don't let you access everything on their platform because you're paying less knowing that you're going to have ads. We talk about Netflix a lot. Now, once have they ever said, hey, you don't get access to our full library of movies and shows?
I mean,
said that.
We don't know. This is just one talkback. The first talkback of the day.
Oh, you're accusing her of lying.
Well, wow. I don't know.
I believe her.
I haven't third party verified this
fact. I tend to believe women.
Yeah, me too.
And have you ever done a side-by-side comparison of what's available on one plan versus the other? How do you even do that?
I think she did her research, and we should believe that.
Well, maybe I need a third-party fact-checker.
Graham,
to fact-check this.
Jess, will you look that up, please? Your research department.
Full library.
Cleveland Steamer and then Netflix's library.
Okay.
Write down every movie available on Netflix.
Skipping,
then change your plan and then write down every movie available and then we'll cross-check each one individually. Do you guys watch movies on Netflix like that?
I do.
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
I don't.
Graham, so you're paying for your plan. You don't even watch most things on there.
I'm paying for a bunch of things. I don't watch that much TV, but Love is Blind is on there, right?
Yep.
Okay, that's what I'm paying for right now. That's the one thing that's getting watched on there. And then my kids use it. I mean, you'd have to ask them. They probably put on some kid movies and stuff on there. I don't know.
Yeah, they have a whole kids channel. I watch mostly Netflix, although I do have to get Max back for White Lotus.
Yeah, I can't add another subscription.
And
to
you
the
do
mix.
Have to watch that show.
To. I know.
It's good.
Good. All right, so Cleveland Steamer, Netflix's library. Yeah. Before you do all that, can you tell everybody about Disneyland winning today?
Yes. Okay, 6:20 is your first chance, which is coming
up. Oh, that's coming up.
Yep. You got to give us a call and be caller 20. And then 8:20, we have another chance on the iHeartRadio app. Super simple, you guys. They just leave a talkback on the free iHeartRadio app.
But don't do it before 8:20.
Nope.
You're going to be disqualified.
You have to
do it. I thought we were doing Disneyland
at
7:35 inside the Nope.
Oh, my God. You're right. Jess.
You set me up right there.
No, I just thought that was common knowledge. And I remember, I was promoting that yesterday because that's what we did yesterday. And then we promoted it again for today. And now you got people riled up to start calling at 6:20. And they're
going to
call and not win Disneyland at 6:20. We ain't got Disneyland to give away at 6:20.
At 6:20, we have Rolling Loud.
You're in luck. We weren't actually on the air. That was just practice. We're
going to
start
over.
Okay.
All right. Wild 94.9, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Jess, can
you
do
the first talkback of the day?
We're not going back that far.
Okay.
But Jess, can you tell everyone about Disneyland winning today?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. So coming up 7:35, that's going to be your first chance to win.
Okay.
7:35. Make sure you know.
That's coming up here soon.
Yep.
Wow.
But 6:20, we have Rolling Loud tickets.
I'm confused.
Me too. Whoops.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I can't believe you've Cleveland steamed someone.
You're sick.
I just looked up what it is. You're disgusting.
I can't look
just
at
shocked you.
You
guys have never heard the term before.
Where would I have heard Cleveland steamer?
Everywhere. It's there. Everybody's Cleveland steamering everybody.
No, they're not. You guys are sick.
It's the new standard.
Oh, Graham.
Anyway.
All right, Wild 94.9, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Oh, we do have tickets for Rolling Loud. After this, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
You guys, tickets for Fire Festival 2 went on sale yesterday.
Let's go.
It's going to take place May 30th to June 2nd in Isla Mujeres, Mexico.
I want to go.
No musical acts have been announced yet, but ticket and hospitality packages range from $1,400 to $1.1 million.
They start at $1,400 and they don't even have a lineup yet?
Yes.
I'm in. Warriors look to make it 4 wins in a row when they host the Hornets tonight at Chase Center. The team's been surging since the addition of Jimmy Butler. They have renewed hopes of making a deep playoff run. They're 5-1 with Butler in the lineup, but they got to make the playoffs first. The Warriors are in 9th place in the West with a 30-27 record, so they've got a little bit of work to do, but they got time to do it. Tonight's tip is 7 o'clock.
Nice. Graham, did you experience any fogizzle this morning?
There was so much fogizzle this morning. Driving in, my wipers were running almost the entire way. Fogjizzle was all over my car.
Oh, no, yeah. Fogizzle.
That's what I said.
Okay, everyone be careful this morning with the fog, but mostly clear skies for the rest of the day. Highs will be in the low to mid 60s.
Hey, Scorpio besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be an 8. Listen to this, you guys. Love blossoms between you and someone you admire. Listen for what needs of theirs you can satisfy. Imagine and dream. Create new possibilities together.
Oh, yeah. Someone you admire, like a teacher?
It sounds like you admire somebody maybe in the workplace, whatever, and you're just going to run off with
boss?
Them.
Oh,
and
your
love's going to blossom.
Get that bag.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, we have to go back to something really quick. You know, every morning, 6:20 and 8:20, we have our 4 segment, the 4 things that you need to know about to get your day started.
Yep.
And Jess, we just need you to explain something you said, if you can elaborate a little bit further. Let's go back and take a listen.
What did I say?
It sounds like you admire somebody maybe in the workplace, whatever, and you're just going to run off with
boss?
Them. And your love's going to blossom.
Get that bag.
Now, you at the end of it say, get that bag. But we were talking about the horoscope for today was a love interest blossoming with someone you admire.
Oh.
How are they getting the bag?
Can you explain?
Well, I just heard the boss part. And I just assume that if you're with your boss, they have money.
Okay, I can see how that.
Baby. All right.
Right?
We went into that last song.
And
I was a bit puzzled there for a second.
Wait, really? No. I just think if someone's getting with their boss, you know, you see it in movies
or
and
they
stuff,
get a
and it's usually because they want that money.
Okay.
All right.
That makes sense. We'll give you a pass.
Interesting.
All right. Something else that we need to go back to. Our first talkback of the day was from somebody saying, hey, did you guys know that on Netflix, if you have that lower tier, you know, the one with ads, you don't have access to Netflix's full library?
Hey, JV Show. The other listener was right. You don't get the full catalog of Netflix for the $7.99 plan. I tried to watch This Is Us the other day and noticed that it wasn't available. It had a little lock symbol. So, yeah, she's right.
I cannot believe that.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Is This Is Us different than It Ends With Us? And there's too many of these similarly titled things.
This Is Us is that show with Mandy Moore.
Oh, that's right.
Ends With Us is with Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni.
I know that I've watched that one. Then there's also a show called Us, and then This Is Us, and then
completely different.
I can't figure out.
And then there's one called You as well.
You, maybe that's the one I'm thinking of.
That one's not good.
That's a lot of.
There's a movie,
confused.
You and Me.
Okay. Yeah, that's weird.
I made that up.
And there's Marley and Me.
Yeah.
I did want to switch to the $7.99 plan.
Don't do it!
I still am going to switch. I don't use it
well
enough.
Okay, well then do it.
Okay.
Graham, anything else here?
New food hack alert. This is going viral, you guys. I guess people have done this in the past, but it's having a resurgence, and it's for people that go to the food court in Costco. If you're not a Costco member, this food hack ain't for you, unfortunately. We know that Costco's got the $1.50 hot dog, and they keep saying, we're going to keep that price like that forever, even though everything else in that dang store keeps getting more expensive. My cart, whoa, geez, at checkout. I'm always shocked. But the hot dog, $1.50, and then you can get a slice of pizza for very cheap as well. People get the cheese pizza, and what they do is get your hot dog, put your condiments on it, whatever you want on there, your mustard, hopefully not ketchup unless you're 5 years old, and then you take your slice of cheese pizza and just peel off the cheese, and then you mush that down onto your hot dog, and you're making sort of a cheese wrapped dog, and people are saying this is it is delicious, it's amazing, and you're getting this incredible food item, which is, you know, awesome food mashup hack
or
whatever, for under $5.
Ew.
I would try it, but then you're left with a slice of pizza with no cheese?
Yeah, I think you're just chucking that out. Unless you want to eat some tomato paste on some bread. No thanks.
This sounds gross to me.
No, but cheese on a hot dog? That sounds kind of bomb.
Cheese on a hot dog is delicious. Selena doesn't like melted cheese.
I'm not a big cheese person. Don't like cheeseburgers. Don't like cheese pizza. It has to have toppings on it.
I mean, it seems wasteful for me to throwing away half the majority of your pizza slice.
Oh, like one bite and then another bite?
Or like eat your hot dog and like, now I'm going to have a slice of pizza. Like, you know?
I guess, but
I'm not here for the tag.
The way they made it in the videos that I saw, it looks pretty dang good.
And who was high enough to invent this?
A lot of people.
I guess so.
Because imagine they start putting cheese on, like, your street dogs. Oh, bomb. Because they already have bacon. They have all the nice condiments. And then you throw cheese on there. I'm here for it.
I have a question for Graham.
Sure.
Does anyone besides Jess still say bomb?
I think so, right? Oh, the question was for Graham. Okay, Chris.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just wanted to double check.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, this is Tony from Santa Rosa. I just want to let you guys know that I still say the word bomb because I'm too old to say the word lit, and I'm too young to be like, oh, yes, quite delicious.
What do you guys say?
Just dropped that looks bomb on us earlier. Now, I'll say this. I don't say bomb often.
Okay.
But I say it 1,000% more than I say lit, because I say lit never.
Yeah.
Zero times ever. Do people still, even cool people, does it still get used?
Maybe a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's not completely done. I feel like it's dropped off very heavily.
We have to say sigma now, right?
Beta or something. Yeah. I'm not really sure.
Skibbity. So sigma.
Yeah, but so you and Tony say bomb. Okay.
Yeah. Which is super Ohio in my mind.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you, because at least chewy. I know I'm not the only one.
It's very chewy.
Thank you.
Super
don't
Ohio.
Don't use that one. I don't like that one.
All right. Tuesdays, we turn it over to Jess to talk TV.
You guys, I'm still watching Love is Blind.
Please don't spoil it. I'm going to start it.
I've only watched one episode of Love is Blind, so spoiler alert.
I won't spoil it. All I'm going to say is there was a big twist. You'll find out.
Oh, I have to know. Tell us about it now.
No,
it's killing
don't.
Me. No, I have some other stuff to talk to you guys about. But there was one thing that I noticed that is different from all previous seasons, you guys. They finally have up-to-date music. They finally have, like, Ariana Grande, Billie Eilish, Miley Cyrus on the seasons. Whereas before, I don't know if you guys remember, but their music was very, very, like, corny. So
I don't remember any music in the show at all to begin with.
I feel like everybody would talk about it because let's say there was a suspenseful moment of somebody lying. The music in the background would be like, somebody's keeping a secret or something like something super obnoxious super like.
That was catchy.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I just wrote it right
never
now.
Never noticed that.
Well, now they finally you'll hear some popular songs on there. Anyways, back to some
of the actual versions or like an instrumental version?
Yeah, the actual version.
Oh, the actual version.
That's why I was like, oh, okay, they have money now. Or like, what's their budget for this season? But some other things that I wanted
to
talk
about. Not enough to get a new host.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Dang it.
But I did notice that in this season, more people were willing to turn the person that they were talking to away if they found out that they were the second choice. Whereas before, they kind of would still go along with it and continue the process. But keep in mind, again, with Love is Blind, they're talking to each other in these pods, but they're talking and dating multiple people. And they know this, right? Yeah. So usually when it comes down to it, sometimes whether it's the man or the woman, they'll be like, you know, you're one of my top choices and it'll be between them and somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes down to it, sometimes that somebody else ends up in a different couple. So then they come running back to this other person, yep, making them the second choice, right?
It's like a game of musical chairs there at the
basically
end for some of them.
I know.
So they're like, oh, I got to find some. Well, they weren't my first choice, but they were my second choice. But then they're my first choice.
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah, that could work.
But I do want to know, so in an experiment like this, if you guys were in the show, would you continue the experiment or do what they did and be like, sorry, like I want to be number one. Bye.
I think I would still continue because I want to be on the show. Walking away would mean I'm just
off. Free vacation.
Yeah, that's true.
Know. But also, you never know where things can go. What if you did walk away and then you miss out on an actual connection?
That's a
maybe
good point.
You continue with that person and they're like, oh my God, I'm so glad I picked you because now we're actually building something. Whereas I saw that other person and like they're not even really for me.
And I think it would make me feel less bad to be somebody's number two on the show because they can't see me, so they're not doing that based on looks.
Yeah. But I would want to know who the other person is.
Okay.
Because if I know that I look better than her, then I would feel more confident continuing with that person.
Okay.
You know? But if I know they're hotter, I'm going to be like, oh, he's going to see both of us and be like, man, you're just one big disappointment.
Like I made the wrong choice. Yeah.
I don't want to be someone's number two. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but if you think about it, you also had a list of people you were talking to.
Right, but then I've settled on my number one. This is the person I want to leave the pods with. And it would be crushing to find out that they don't share that. Because what I assume we've been building towards this whole time, and I get that everyone has to kind of date around, mm-hmm, but I'm going into this like assumption that if I'm going to propose, which is the goal of Love is Blind, yes, you're going to propose and then you're going to end up getting married, that person also has me as their number one because that's the kind of connection. I'm not going to propose to someone if I find out that I'm their number two pick, but they're my number one. No way. I want to know that we've both developed this relationship and all the other ones have fallen by the wayside because they're not as strong as our connection. And that's led to us both being each other's number one pick and then the engagement. Then we go smash in some tropical place. And then I'm definitely not going to marry you because like it's way too quick.
And then
but
you
at least we got a free
fame
vacation and I smashed you out of it. But you know what I mean? You have to be... I'm not, sorry.
Now,
I'm not going to be the number two.
I do too.
And I get it in the real world, right?
But
in the show, I just don't know because...
But if you're going on the show for the right reasons, which is to actually meet someone, if you're going on the show to become, you know, famous or whatever, because you want to be on TV and then you want a free trip and then you want to smash somebody and like whatever, if you're doing it for all that, then none of these rules apply. It doesn't matter.
That's
you can be the person's fifth pick. Who cares? But if you were actually...
Yeah.
As the experiment, so to speak, I'm using air quotes there, is set up, I mean, the way that it really should be,
true,
you should both have a mutual feeling that you're each other's number one. Otherwise, somebody's not being genuine.
Either that or I would need to know that they were extremely torn on two people and I was
and
one
they
of them.
Always are. They're always like in tears over who to pick.
But not everybody, because a lot of times that other person waiting to be picked has selected the other person as their number one. You know what I mean? We see that time and time again. The two, there's one guy that's torn between these two ladies. Well, both ladies have picked that guy as their number one, mm-hmm, or vice versa.
I feel like it's still so soon. It's only been a matter of days. Like you don't know what you want. I could overlook that only in this situation.
I think I'm more on your side, Selena. Do we have time for just one quick thing or no?
No.
Okay.
Today's hottest trending. We got to get to it. It's coming up next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Meghan Markle has been dropped by her talent agency, allegedly. That's the rumor going around Hollywood.
Meghan Markle has talent?
No, I think that's the thing. Maybe that's why she was dropped. I don't know. But WME, major talent agency, supposedly dropped her because she was too demanding and difficult to work with. There was apparently an outburst that happened about a year ago, right after the holidays, where she demanded a meeting and she expected decks and plans for some of her projects. Sources say that she hasn't had any meetings since then. And then they eventually just decided to drop her and go their separate ways.
Too demanding.
Too demanding.
Where have we heard that before about her? And then?
Pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, interesting.
One other thing, you know, her new Netflix show where she like cooks in her mansion with friends and whatnot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She is being accused of copying Pamela Anderson's show that she has for Food Network Canada. So really? It all starts with the name. You know, Megan's, the name of Megan's show is With Love, Megan.
Yeah.
Pamela Anderson's cooking show is called Pamela's Cooking with Love.
I don't
know. Come on.
But cooking stuff with love is an expression that's, you know, timeless.
Sure. Sure.
I'm sure there's a million cookbooks and stuff that say with love in the title or something.
Okay. But then when you go watch their trailers, when you have a second, go do this because their trailers are very, very similar from like the overall aesthetics of it, like the just the concept and just the look of everything. They both start with them like perusing a garden and they're like laughing and they have these like rustic kitchens and then they both invite like loved ones and friends to come cook with them. And do you guys remember that Meghan Markle's show was supposed to drop last month, ended up getting pushed back until March, so it's not even out yet.
Mm-hmm.
So Pamela's show actually came out yesterday and a lot of people think that Meghan wanted her show to come out first to make it look like she wasn't copying Pamela Anderson.
That would have been
smart. Could have been.
But now it's not. So.
Don't you think all the what you describes a whole bunch of cooking shows, though?
Yeah, because I feel like that's what Selena Gomez is.
The Barefoot Contessa, and they all look at, you know, their garden, and then they invite people over to try the thing that they made. Like, that recipe for a show. Recipe, little cooking joke there. That's as old as can be.
True.
Like, Martha Stewart's show probably did the same thing.
But this is Meghan Markle. She's copied her. We talked about her lifestyle brand. She copied that logo from a little Spanish town.
No, that one she did rip off.
She's ripping off everything. Allegedly.
If you hadn't even, Pamela Anderson's show just came out and you think they ripped off the whole premise of her show the preview of her show?
That's what I'm saying. That they're saying the teasers, the trailers. We haven't even seen Meghan Markle's show. It's not even out yet. But the trailers are very, very similar. And I think people are just noticing because Pam's show dropped yesterday. And so they went back to look at it.
It just doesn't like spark any interest for me, you know, go and watch it.
No, zero.
Nope.
But I love that Megan's just copying everyone.
Yeah.
Graham, what do you have?
All right. Pet owners, listen up.
Oh, no.
And this is for you cat owners. Vets report they are seeing a surge of cases of the bird flu in pet cats. They say cats appear to be particularly susceptible to severe illness and can often result in death if they contract this strain of the avian flu that is going around. We know it's decimating bird populations, egg-laying hens, everything. And it's spread to a lot of mammals. Now, look, your pet dog can get the bird flu as well, but experts are saying that they don't seem to be as affected by the virus, but your pet dog can get it. Now, cats, on the other hand, they say this is what you need to look out for.
Okay.
Some of the symptoms: fever, low appetite, lethargy, reddened or inflamed eyes, discharge from the eyes or nose, difficulty breathing.
Ew.
They say they may also show some like neurological signs, tremors, seizures, not being able to walk, even some blindness. There was a cat, I guess, that the Peninsula Humane Society had to euthanize. It was a stray cat that some people had brought in, and then it was having trouble walking, and they thought seeing, and it seemed all off balance and stuff, and it did test positive for the bird flu. So to keep your pets safe, you want to keep them from hunting and eating wild birds. Jess, as your cat Bubbles, I hate the name, has it been eating any wild birds?
Nope. She doesn't go outside.
All right, so indoor cats are probably less susceptible to this. But if you have an outdoor cat.
You don't
walk
your cat?
No.
Wow.
I wish she let me, but when I try putting the harness on her, it doesn't work.
So your cat's entire life is just living inside of a 12-foot by 12-foot box.
That's so
sad. I take her out to the balcony sometimes.
A 6-foot by 2-foot balcony.
I feel so sad, but also I feel like if I take her out to the world, I'm exposing her to the bird flu and other things.
Well, okay, so right now, but once this, you know, bird flu wraps up in a year or two or 10 years from now, then you can bring her outside.
Okay.
other possible sources of infection they say can be raw or unpasteurized milk, raw eggs, undercooked. There was undercooked poultry and stuff like that. There were some pet foods that had been linked to some transmission of it. So you got to watch out for a lot of the different things. But keep an eye on your cats if they start to display any of those signs. They might have the bird flu. Yes, check on my cat is right. Check on your cat.
Check on my cat.
Also, they say the risk of your cat transmitting it to you, very, very, very low. So you don't need to worry about getting the bird flu from your cat.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. All right. Let's kick off What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what that word is, you have a guess. You want to run to the iHeartRadio app. Hopefully, you're already on it. You're listening on the app. But then leave us a talk back with your info and then what that guess is. You guys ready for today's clip?
Yep. Sure.
I just started back in the gym and a guy already... me in the men's locker room.
Oh my God. What gym is this?
He was pretty cute too.
Wow.
So that part was good.
Good for you.
All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is
Napa's
a family show.
Different.
So keep your guesses PG, please. Look, here's my insider tip for people that are playing along this game and haven't won a chug mug. The new iHeartRadio app, right? It's got a place for your presets. And if Wild 94.9 is right there, in your number one spot on your preset, when you open the app, boom, that way you can get ready. You're streaming Wild 94.9, then hit the talkback. But like you could do it faster, get your
like
guessing
boom,
quicker.
Boom, bam, like right
you
there.
Understand what I'm saying. Yes. Boom, boom, bam.
Yep.
Boom, boom, bam.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I would do it. Anyway, all right, leave us your name and your city along with your guess. Got to be the first correct answer, though, if you want to win that chug mug. And I just gave you a hint for how to get it quicker.
All right, get those guesses in. We're going to play some of them next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where all you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word, and you win this JV Show chug mug. Now, here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I just started back in the gym, and a guy already me in the men's locker room.
It was short and sweet.
Wow. Okay.
Didn't last long, so it was fine.
Did you want it to last longer? Or would you rather it be short?
No. Yeah, short's longer would have been more awkward.
All right. Let's go to your guesses. Remember, this is a family show, you sickos. To the talkbacks.
Morning, JV Show.
What?
I think the bleeped out word is compliment. Hopefully you can hear that over me getting back to the dog. Have a good one. Bye.
I didn't hear a word you said.
He said complimented. Compliment. Jeez, where is he working in a kennel?
Good morning, Doghouse. This is Olga from Morgan Hill, and my guess is fist bumped. Have a good morning.
Graham, did you get fist bumped in the locker room?
I walk around the gym. People are fist bumping me left and
right. No, they're not. I don't believe that.
I saw you on that bench over there, fist bump. Like, I've never seen anybody put up that much weight, fist bump. Like, hey, you're good looking, fist bump. It's hard for me to get a workout in. There's so many fist bumps coming my way.
What about a chest bump?
No, we don't chest bump anymore. Just fist bumps.
Good morning. This is Julio from Pinole. I'm back. My guess for the bleep dot word is confronted. Better. Did you beat him up?
Yeah,
ooh,
I did.
You beat it up.
Don't confront me. This is my gym. Where do you think Julio and Pinole is back from?
I don't know. Where have you been, Julio?
Vacation.
He actually slid in my DMs and told me, and
Graham.
You guys are going to be pissed.
What?
He was listening to another show. And
are you serious?
Look, I'm not going to name the show, but he was like, have you heard this segment?
Fake one?
Yeah, yes. He's like, it's real.
God.
He's like, this segment they do, man, I can't believe I get a ton of laughs at it. And I was like, you know that's fake, right?
Are you joking?
Those are voice actors, and the whole thing is fake and staged. And he's like, oh, my God, really? I was like, yes, I know with 100% certainty.
We're getting sidetracked here.
Well, I'm just telling that's where he's been, and now he's been welcome back to Real Radio. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think I'm welcome back. We are welcome.
Lesson learned.
Are we allowing him back?
We're allowing him back.
Are.
But don't leave again.
Lesson learned. All right. Don't listen to that fake BS.
Good morning, JV Show. This is AJ from San Ramon. I think that bleeped out word is recognized. Someone already recognized you in the gym locker room. Have a good day.
Yes! All right, here's today's clip, Unbleeped.
I just started back in the gym, and a guy already recognized me in the men's locker room.
Oh!
Yeah, he did.
Wow. What did he say? Did you have clothes on?
Yeah.
You
That's not what you want to... We were standing side by side at the urinal. I'm joking.
Oh.
The gym's not where the locker room's not where you want to be recognized.
No.
The gym in general, because usually, you know, you're sweaty.
You look gross.
Yeah.
No offense.
I walk around in the gym with a really mean look on my face the whole time just to dissuade anyone from trying to talk to me. I put on a rest. I don't have a resting bee face, but I put one on at the gym.
Can I see it?
Yeah, let's see it.
I just look. I don't know what it is. I chew gum and I just look very annoyed. So just know that I'm not. That's just what my face at the gym. I think I'm annoyed that I'm there just in general.
That's everyone.
Yeah. Got to have some gym gum, though. That's my secret. Got to have the gym gum. All right, let's give some shout-outs. First, AJ in San Ramon. What's up, my man, AJ? First correct answer this morning. And there were a lot of people. Look, let me say the guest that we had, the with the barking about complimented, that might have been far and away the number one guest. And I appreciate you guys thinking that I get complimented at the gym. I don't, but it'd be nice. All right, but a lot of other people came with the correct answer, which was recognized. Alex and Benicia had it, so did Vince and Olivia in Dublin. Jessica in Alameda. What's up, Jessica? What's up? Maya in South City had it, so did Daniel in San Francisco. Joanna in Manteca. Katie in Concord. Amy and Marlo the Wonder Dog had it. What's up, Marlo the Wonder Dog? Soledad in Pittsburgh had it, so did Natalie Martinez. Yvette in Pittsburgh, Chrissy in Pleasant Hill, KP in Oakland, our buddy Brandon in Sacramento. What's up, Sacktown? What's up? Light the beam. Carlos in Oakland had it, so did Liz in Vacaville, amongst several other people whose guesses are still rolling in right now. You guys were on it. You just weren't fast enough.
Dang it. But you know what? We're going to do it again tomorrow morning.
Hell yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
If you missed today's clip, here it is.
I just started back in the gym. And a guy already me in the men's locker room.
Wow, Graham.
That's disgusting.
Now, remember, you want to be the first person to guess that word correctly. That's how you win the JV Show Chug Mug. Leave your guesses on the talkback mic on that new and improved iHeartRadio app. Let's go through some guesses now.
Good morning. This is Mono from San Jose, and I think the bleeped out word is flashed.
That happens daily. That walk when you enter the locker room, and I don't know if it's the same for you ladies, but the second you around the corner, because there's no door, you come around that hard sweeping corner into the locker room,
people.
And it's just, you never know what you're going to see. I mean, I generally have an idea, but nothing ever prepares you for an old man's you-know-what's right in your face, when you walk around that corner. It's like just bam, right there. Like of all the places you can be changing or standing naked, why is it right by the door? Right when I walk in.
And most of the time they were just in the pool, so they're like dripping wet too.
Oh, yeah. It's, I'm telling you, the layout of these things is all wrong. Make that like the sink area or something when you walk in, and the changing area in the back. Why are there lockers smack in my face right when I get in there?
Hands real quick.
Seriously.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. My guess for the bleep word is mug. Bye.
Dude's be mugging me in that locker room, and they are, because it's like, why does this guy have so much clothes on?
Get naked like the rest of us.
No thanks.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Natalie from Sacramento. My guess for what the bleep is crop dusted. Love you guys.
Crop dusted is not it.
You're sick.
I like the guess, and you know there's a lot of that going on in there too.
All right. Continue to leave your guesses.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You know we got tickets for the Disneyland Resort. Let's go to the phones. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Yanira, and I have Ronnie and Diego in the car.
So, Yanira, Ronnie, and Diego.
Yanira.
Yeah.
Did I get that right? Okay.
I'm not going to be able to remember that. I have a party.
No, you got Johnny and Diego? Yes. Okay. It's okay. Jess is writing it down. Will you text us all their names? We're just messing with you. But
jokes.
So nice to have you on this morning. You're probably well aware of what you are possibly winning.
Yep. We have some tickets on the line for the happiest place on earth, you guys. 4 2-day, 1 park per day Disneyland Resort tickets. So this is huge.
This is huge. All right. So here's what you got to do. We're going to ask you 4 random trivia questions. Get 3 correct, and you guys are going to Disneyland, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, question number 1. Your rotator cuff is a group of 4 muscles and their tendons that surround and stabilize what joint in your body?
My rotator cuffs are terrible. I need a surgery.
Shoulder?
Yep.
I think she said it right.
Yeah, but you said shoulder, right?
Shoulder.
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
That
way
is.
Way to go. Good job.
Rotator cuff is a poorly designed group of muscles and tendons.
I was like, rotating my knee is going to be kind of weird. My shoulder's the best one.
There you go. All right, question number 2. The Canadians are an NHL hockey team that play their home games in what city? No? Probably the city of Canada.
City of Canada? No?
Just say what you know.
You guys gotta spit something out.
Canada. Name your favorite Canadian city.
Which Canadian city?
She's back there. Like, don't you know any Canadian cities back there?
No.
The answer we're looking for there is Montreal, the Montreal Canadiens.
That's okay. You're allowed to miss one. You are still in the running. Just make sure you answer a little bit faster, too. Here's question number three. Which company created the slogan, "We'll leave the light on for you"?
That's nice.
We'll leave the light on. What company?
We'll leave the light on. Spit it out.
Which one?
Any answers in that car?
You're running out of time. Hurry. Three, two. No. You guys got to spit it out. It's Motel 6 was the answer.
We'll leave the light on for you. That's nice. Selena, when's the last time you stayed at a Motel 6?
It's been a long time.
Got it. All right, question.
Not my first choice.
Question number four. Don't besmirch the great name of the Motel 6.
I love them. They always leave the lights on so you can see the bed bugs.
See? It's funny because it's true. They actually sponsor this segment. All right, question number four. Kidding. From 1970 to 1980, what company made a car called the Pinto?
Oh,
no. The Pinto? No.
Just say any.
Widely regarded as one of the worst cars ever created. If you rear-ended it, it used to explode.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's why they just. That's why it's no longer made. It was a disaster. Any guesses?
No.
Just name it.
We did horrible.
Just name it.
Ford made the Pinto. The Ford Pinto. Infamously awful car.
Oh, no. You know what?
Not good to look at either.
I get you get on the air, and then you just...
And nervous.
And then you get nervous, and it's all this pressure.
Oh, my God. Looking at each other.
You know
horrible.
What? No worries. The main thing is that you had fun. We hope you had fun. We really enjoyed having you on.
Yep.
Unfortunately, you did not win the JV show. You have no game. But we hope you have a great rest of your day.
But what do we do?
Don't hang up.
Guys, let's sidebar for a second, because we have these Disneyland tickets.
Yeah.
And there are going to be a lot of people upset. Like, they... Well, look, they didn't even come close to winning them.
Uh-huh.
But what do we don't have Disneyland tickets. We don't just have them to roll over, do we? Or do we roll them over? What do we do with them? I feel like
they
got to
give
them to
us.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Sorry, guys. You didn't win. Sorry.
Kidding. Are you saying that we should give them?
Let's take a silent vote. Yeah. Now, you listening to the car won't know which way we voted, and the votes will not be revealed. But raise your hand in this room if you think we should give them the Disneyland tickets.
Silent votes. All right. You... don't know what we just voted on because you're not in this room, but hang on. Don't hang up. Hang on. Jess is going to pick up in the next room and she'll let you know, okay?
Okay.
I think it's going to be good.
Hang on.
There were a lot of hands up.
1, 2, 3, 4. 6 hands up.
There were a bunch. There were a lot. So I think they're going to get some good news. Can I give some shout outs?
Really quick, just everyone else listening, we got more Disney tickets. Another chance to win $8.20 this morning. Yes, to the shout out.
All right, a lot of moms and peoples in my DMs. First one here. Hey, Graham, can I get a birthday shout out for my wife, Judy? Her birthday was this past Sunday, but can you wish her a happy belated birthday? I know, who gives a fart? I do, since I give her my farts on the daily. LMAO.
Ew!
Who gives a fart?
That was good. Another one here. Can you give my wife, Hannah Stowe from San Francisco, a birthday shout out around 7:50? Perfect timing. She's a public health nurse and will be driving to work at that time. That is from her awesome husband, Eric. So happy birthday,
love
Hannah
that.
Stowe.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Mom in your DMs. Hey, Graham, please help me wish my son Owen a happy 10th birthday. We listen to the JV show every morning on our way to school and love you guys. It means so much to him to get a shout out. Owen, you bring so much love and laughter to our family. You are such an amazing kid with the biggest heart, and we are so incredibly proud of you. Happy birthday. Love, Mom,
woo!
Dad, Aiden, and Marty. So happy birthday, Owen.
Who gives a fart?
That's true. Another one here. Just a mom in your DMs hoping to give my daughter, Isla Grace, a.k.a. Cabo Larry, if you know, you know. A very happy 11th birthday shout out. I like that nickname,
what?
Cabo Larry.
I have to know.
She is sweet, kind, smart, and super silly and deserves the best day. Happy birthday, Isla, love, Mama, Dada, and Elle. And I do have to mention that the Ono girls also slid into my DMs to shout her out as well. So Isla Grace, very popular.
Wow.
Sorry, Cabo Larry, very popular on her birthday today.
Who
birthday.
Gives a fart?
One more. Hey, Graham, we met you guys at the Super Bowl party at the at Dave & Buster's. You guys are the best. We listen to the JV show every morning on our way to school. Thank you, guys. Can I wish my son, Ismail, a happy 11th birthday? I'm so proud of having such an awesome son. Hope you have an awesome day at school. Love you so much. And that is from Mom and Bella. So happy birthday, Ismail.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, that's a true. Good point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, is Blake Lively lying? So listen to this. Remember last week in her amended lawsuit, she claimed that two other women who worked on the movie It Ends With Us also felt uncomfortable because of Justin Baldoni. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And she said that these two women were ready to testify, and there's like all these text messages between them where they're going back and forth about their shared discomfort. So the Hollywood Reporter, they did an investigation and they found out that these two women were Isabella Ferrer, I'm not really sure how to say her last name, and Jenny Slate. You might know Jenny Slate, you know, from SNL, among other things. However, the Hollywood Reporter, they also uncovered in this investigation that Jenny Slate's complaints weren't even about Justin Baldoni. They were about his producing partner, Jamie Heath, and it wasn't even anything of a sexual nature. It was about the security deposit for her apartment that she rented out for her and her son. And he had said something about her role as a mother, so she complained to Sony about that. So unless there's like some other interaction that the Hollywood Reporter hasn't uncovered, it sounds to everyone like Blake Lively is reaching just a little bit.
That's what I thought when I first heard this, because wouldn't this have been one of the things you led with when you were trying to portray the work environment that Baldoni was, you know, putting into place there as something that was making not just her, but all the ladies there uncomfortable, and that he was, you know, this awful person.
Right.
And wouldn't this have been the first thing? Look, it's not just me. These other ladies, too. And then we get this way later, and it didn't seem to have a ton of corroborating facts.
Right.
It was a little vague.
I'm not saying Jenny Slate doesn't have something. You know, if they're trying to prove that, hey, just the workplace in general was just a toxic place, fine. But this doesn't align with Blake's sexual harassment claims.
Her allegations against Justin Baldoni. Right.
So there's a lot of information that has not come.
I can't wait for the trial.
I know. We have to wait so long. All right, Graham.
Will this beat the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial?
Yes.
For entertainment.
Yes.
You think?
Yes.
Yeah.
That one had a...
That's true.
In the bed. Come on.
That's true. Well, I'm more interested in this one at this point.
I just hope I hope we get to see like an inside look into it.
What, the sexual harassment?
No, the trial.
The thing in the bed?
The trial. Send
me the link to the documentary when it comes out, because I feel like that'll better summarize it than me trying to read trial transcripts each day. No thanks.
True.
I don't have time for that.
What do you have?
All right, in an effort to combat their homeless problem, the city of San Jose rolling out a brand new reunification program. I can't say this is a new plan because cities have been doing this for decades, but San Jose city leaders going to announce today their plan designed to reconnect unhoused residents with their family and friends back in their home communities. And how are they going to achieve this? Well, they're going to offer their some 6,000 unhoused people that live in San Jose a train or bus ticket so they can head back to where they are originally from. Now, look, if this sounds familiar, it's because, again, other places have tried this, namely San Francisco. They had a quote-unquote homeward bound program of their own back in 2005, even tried to revive it recently because they said it was highly successful then. I don't know that it is. It sounds like you're just pushing people
into
a bus.
We're just shipping them off to be unhoused other places.
And shipping them out. Right. Look, the homeless issue, the unhoused issue is a very nuanced and a very, very difficult one to solve. If there was a simple solution, it would have been solved. It's not. It's a very complex problem involving a multitude of issues, mental health being one of the largest issues there. So I don't know that this, I mean, I guess it's a wait and see if this helps, but I don't know.
It's not solving the problem. Yep. It's not getting to the root of the problem and solving it.
Right.
Which is that they need help, not just
spreading the problem elsewhere. Yes. Yep. So But form your own opinions about this.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Don't forget, 8:20, another chance for you to win tickets to the Disneyland Resort. First, I was just talking about Blake Lively. People think that she's been caught in a lie. She amended her lawsuit against Justin Baldoni last week, saying, hey, these other two ladies that I work with, they also have similar claims about Justin. Come to find out, according to the Hollywood Reporter, one of the other women who was in the film, Jenny Slate, her issue wasn't with Justin. It was with one of his partners, and it wasn't even about sexual harassment.
Hey there. I've been listening to your Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni commentary, and I'm curious, like, how many women need to be uncomfortable before a problematic man is held accountable for his behavior? Isn't one enough? Have a good day.
Hey, thank you.
I totally agree with that.
Yes. I hope you're not implying that we don't agree with that.
Well, I understand how it could come off sounding that way sometimes because we have gone back and forth in this drama. Yep. And a lot of times what Justin Baldoni has produced, the evidence and the receipts that he's produced, has kind of discredited Blake Lively's account of this. If Justin Baldoni is, in fact, somebody that is problematic and doing things that shouldn't be done to females on set or anywhere in his life, he should be punished. He should face that. Where we have gone back and forth on this, it's very murky because he seems to refute all of her claims and has a lot of evidence to back it up, and that maybe she's the one that's being awful. I guess in my mind, and I'm speaking for myself here, I'm confused. I don't know who to blame. But if either
of them,
everybody
is, but
if either of them are problematic or harassing to anyone,
then
they should be punished and face some sort of reckoning for that. Right now, it's just very murky. I don't know if he is, in fact, problematic. It seemed that way if other ladies were speaking up that they were, that was lending some credibility to Blake Lively's claim. But then to find out those are about some, not even about him, then now I'm back confused again.
We're back in the middle, I guess, not.
Yeah. And eventually, maybe we'll get to the bottom of it.
Once, very true.
Right. Yeah. Once it gets to court.
All right, Jess, we have a talk back for you.
Okay.
Good morning, JV crew. It's Edgar without the haircut. Jess, this talk back is for you. Since you were looking at wedding venues, I was wondering, knowing that Graham hates weddings, I mean, he barely enjoyed his, and wherever Selena goes, either a hurricane or a monsoon follows her.
True.
Are you risking the chance of inviting them to your wedding? Let me know.
All right,
good
Jess.
Question.
Great That's question, right. Jess. Before you answer, if you did not hear this was towards the end of yesterday's show as we discussed our photos from home. Jess had a weekend away in Paso Robles and admitted to us that, look, she's not engaged yet, but they went and looked at some wedding venues there because she knows, they both know that is where they'd like the destination they'd like to get married at. So that was a pretty big revelation on yesterday's show. If you didn't hear that part of the show, now care to respond to our buddy Edgar's question about Selena and I. And yeah, I want to respond to his assessment about me and weddings, but first let's let you respond to the question.
Well,
will you be inviting Selena and I to your wedding?
I hadn't thought about this before, but Edgar, you make some great points. So I think you guys, for that reason, you guys are out.
Wow. Wow.
Selena,
what?
You will bring a storm to my wedding. I didn't think about your luck.
Remember when that happened to mine? Everyone's like, hey, it's good luck. You would be lucky if I came and brought a monsoon to your wedding.
I didn't think about that. Graham
it was not good luck.
There.
You got married in the stairwell because that was
That's
the only
true.
Place where a palm tree
yeah,
might not
you know
crash
what?
Through
and
a window.
And it was romantic as hell. And everyone says that rain on your wedding day is good luck.
That's
and
just
look
something
at,
people
look
say to make themselves feel
thriving.
Better.
Look
but
at
I don't
thriving.
Want a whole natural disaster at my wedding. Maybe
all right.
A
well, then I wish doom on your marriage.
What?
Wow. And we know that she actually has the power to do that.
Yeah, that's true.
Just look at that. Okay, now.
I take it back.
Now, what about me? Because Edgar says that I didn't enjoy my own wedding and I don't like weddings. I think that I'm being mislabeled there. I had the greatest wedding of all time and I had so, so much fun at it. I, on this show, sometimes scoff at some of these wedding traditions that I think we could do without as guests. We don't care about some of that stuff. When people think it's very important, the guests are like, can we just get to the reception and get to the bar?
See, I'm getting very negative vibes.
No,
from
but
you,
I'm fun vibes there at the wedding.
But your vibe when it comes to any party or gathering, it's nobody cares except for the couple.
Yeah.
Well,
that's having
is
the
true.
Kid or the gender reveal
point.
Or the wedding. Nobody else cares.
Yeah,
and
speaking
Graham does not care about your
and
wedding.
I care about all the tiny little things. I want to dance to a 20-minute song in front of you.
Yeah,
and I want to open all of my gifts in front of you.
No, people hate that too. They won't like it.
And you're not going to be very happy about that. So for that reason, you're also out.
Well, before you even eliminate me from contention, I'd just like to say I'm busy that day.
Me too.
I'm busy that day.
All right. Well, can we move on to this Instagram feature?
I won't be offended. Let me, for the record, say I will not be offended. Weddings are very expensive. I won't be offended if I'm not invited.
Me either, but I want the option to turn it down.
Okay. Yeah,
I'll put you guys on the wait list.
I want what Selena said. I do want the option to say I'm busy that day. It's a long drive down.
Okay,
there.
I'll mark this down on my wedding notes.
I hope you're joking. You know,
yeah,
joking.
I know you guys are joking, you guys. But because
someone didn't leave a talk back. Oh my god, you guys are so mean to Jess. You guys are bullying her.
But I hope you guys know I'm not joking. I hope you guys know I'm not joking.
She's not joking.
Not invited.
Yeah, we're not getting invited, Selena. But I am busy that day, legitimately. No.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Hi, JV Show. This is Christine from Pleasanton. Today's my son's birthday, and I would love to surprise him with a trip to Disneyland. It would be the best gift. We love you guys so much. Thank you.
Hey, well, happy birthday, for one.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
That's actually how you enter to win these 4-day, one park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Leave us a talk back just like that one. Like, did we get her name on that one?
Christine.
Leave us another talk back to officially be entered. Include your phone number, though, okay? Everyone listening, you guys have from now until 8:50 to leave a talk back with your name, your phone number, and whatever else you want to, you know, throw in there to be officially entered. We're going to randomly select somebody and then call you back on the air.
So once you leave that talk back, be waiting by your phone for that call, because we called somebody yesterday and she knew, she got the assignment. She answered immediately. So be ready.
Yes. Graham, I got a question for you. I know you're not a lawyer, but you play one on this show.
Sure.
I'm just wondering if Jess has to be on some registry or something now, because I saw on Instagram that Angelina, shout out to Angelina, she does nights here on Wild. She had Avery Rose in studio.
Mouth-watering salsas.
Avery, if you don't know, it's from Vallejo, and she is like going viral. She has a song, We Be Hyphy.
Yes.
And Angelina had her in studio a few days ago, and I look over to where Avery would have been sitting, and Jess left her sex books behind, in the table back here in the studio.
Hey, those were not mine. Those were everybody's.
No, they were yours.
Specifically, and you even said that you were going to read them later, and then you left them here, and a 9-year-old was sitting.
Children coming in and out of the studio.
And we know the seats are so low in the studio, they probably made her sit on that stack of books so she could see over the console.
And the one right that's sitting on top of the stack has just got a giant pickle on it.
Right, Tickle My Pickle. Oh, great book. Shout out Dr. Sadie Allison, ticklekitty.com.
So anyways, does she have to be on a registry?
No.
I
didn't know a child was going to be in the studio.
You always got to assume.
Always assume. And this is a family show and family station.
Yeah, I have to take those home.
Take them home and read them and then give us a full report.
Okay, sounds good.
But shout out to Avery. She's
that song
amazing.
Is catchy.
Yeah, look her up. She's going to be big. All right, Jess.
So Instagram is testing out a new feature, you guys, as they do like every other week, right? It's a dislike button for comments. How do you guys feel about this?
I like it.
I don't mean to sound soft, but I don't like it.
What
Graham,
do you mean?
You said
but
you do?
But for comments, it's not a dislike button on the thing that you just posted. It's a dislike button for something that somebody commented on your post.
Okay,
so rather than firing back and getting
better.
In a comment beef with someone, you just hit the thumbs down on it and move on with your life.
I just feel like people are going to use it for bullying purposes, and even if you comment something nice, everybody's gonna be disliking it, like the trolls.
Yeah, it's true, because somebody comments like, oh my god, you look so beautiful, and then hella people thumbs down it.
Oh my god, can you imagine?
That would hurt.
Listen, there's already a lot of like bullying on Instagram. Like, Instagram comments scare me sometimes.
No, I know, I get mean comments sometimes. That's why I'm not here for the thumbs down.
Yeah, so it would just be a down arrow on every comment. And they're testing this feature out. They're not rolling it out just yet, but I don't know.
Although, I guess there's certain instances where I would use it. Somebody recently told me that I need to be on weight loss medication. And rather than ignoring it because I'm trying to be the bigger person, I would have loved to just give that a thumb down. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to go back and forth, but thumbs down. Just know I don't like your comment.
And then a lot of people could thumbs down the comment and kind of pile on that, like, this comment has no place here. But can't you just delete comments like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. But then I hate
it. But I want the engagement.
Also, if I delete it, I'm like, then I'm the only one stuck with that comment, and I don't like that feeling. I want other people to also
see
how mean this person was.
Pile on, have your back. Just comment something mean back to them. You think I should be a weight loss? Well, what about
you?
I
don't have a fan army, but when my followers come to my defense, I love that. Thank you, guys. Because there's a lot of things that I can't say.
Very true.
You know.
I just think they have not yet solved the problem. And the underlying problem, is bullying and people being miserable in their own lives and feeling like they need to leave a comment on somebody else's nice post. I just, we haven't gotten to the root of that problem. So what's the next best thing? Is it a thumbs down button? Is it eliminating comments? Is it eliminate, you know, because they've kind of toyed with that where the comments are turned off or they've eliminated the number of likes. You can't see the number of likes. Like, has that done anything?
No.
I guess it's like on TikTok, there is still some negativity sometimes, but it's a lot less than it is on Instagram. But TikTok has a feature where it lets you approve whether you even want the comment to show up on your page if it's one that they think could be a little bit offensive. So I like that, where I'm like, I can approve whether or not your comment is even seen by anybody.
I guess I like that, but even me still seeing it, that's still going to mess with me like the rest of the day.
Graham, do you let mean comments get to you? Because I feel like you're...
I feel like you don't even get mean comments. Like, that's what true. Nobody would have anything negative to say about you.
People have left mean comments for me. Mean comments bother anybody. Everybody's a human being with feelings, and you do. It is, of all the comments, you have 100 nice ones and one negative one. The one negative ones you think about, and I'm going to say this back to him. Watch, then you start typing. You're like, no, don't do that.
I know.
Then later in the day, you're like, this is what I'm going to respond. No, don't do that. And sometimes you engage, sometimes you don't, but it does... It is ridiculous that the effect. People need to remember that a mean comment you leave if you are a mean commenter, which shame on you. What are you doing? It affects anybody, and it really has no place. I've always been baffled by, and maybe it's Instagram's algorithm and AI learning needs to get better, and maybe you just have a setting where it just filters those out, so you don't even know that it's ever even, because right now they have a thing where it's like, click here to see the offensive comments that are left on your post.
The hidden comments.
Where they hide some from you. They shouldn't hide them. They should bounce them and have them not come through at all. But they get it wrong every time.
They're always like the nicest comments. Yes.
Every time it's like, these comments may be offensive. So if you click here, buckle up. And then you click here and it's like, hey, Graham, love seeing pictures of your house. I'm like, why is that comment filtered out? Like, I don't get it.
They got some work to do.
I'd be for that. Would you guys be for something like that, where if AI learning is good enough where it knows that a comment is mean, it just, you don't even know that it ever came through. I'm fine with that.
I would love that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, so major changes coming to Starbucks.
We've talked about this. The new CEO wants to trim down the menu, get back to the basics, get back to that coffee house community feel. They brought back the Sharpie and the writing on your cups and all that little cute stuff. And then they want to really trim down the menu. They want to make things in Starbucks more efficient. They want your orders faster, and let's get rid of stuff. And they announced that they were going to be axing probably more than a third of the drinks. And right off the bat, they said, we're getting rid of those olive oil drinks, whatever those things were.
Those should have never been a thing.
And a couple other things like that. They're like, we're getting rid of that stuff. But now we've got a revealed list of 13 of the drinks that are no longer going to be on the menu starting Tuesday, March 4th. Are you ready to take a moment and say your goodbyes to some of your favorite Starbucks drinks? Because they're gone. The iced matcha lemonade. That sounds terrible. That's gone. Espresso frappuccino.
That sounds good.
Actually, it does sound good. Gone. Cafe vanilla frappuccino. Gone. White chocolate mocha frappuccino.
No!
Now that one, I bet I would like. I wouldn't order it because I'm a man, but if someone else ordered it for me, I would like it.
Is that one of your drinks, Jess?
I like the white chocolate mocha, the warm drink.
So that's still on the menu, okay. I think. Okay. It's just the frappuccino.
Yeah, just the frappuccino gone, the java chip frappuccino. A lot of these, basically all the frappuccinos, the chai cream, the caramel ribbon crunch, the double chocolatey chip, the chocolate cookie crumble, white chocolate cream frappuccino, all those frappuccinos, they gone. Probably because they take too long to make, right? Don't they have to blend those things up? Isn't the frappuccino kind of a blended thing?
Yeah, but...
Sorry!
You can't complain it takes too long to make. You're the one that added them to the menu!
Well, we don't have time for that anymore at the new Starbucks.
Okay.
It's all about efficiency and back to actual coffee and not milkshakes. So those things are gone. White hot chocolate, also getting axed. The Royal English Breakfast Latte, never heard of it. That's gone. And the Honey Almond Milk Flat White, which sounds terrible. also gone. Those are your first 13 drinks that have been axed from Starbucks menus effective Tuesday,
thank God,
March 4th. But you know there's going to be more.
My drink
cuts
survived.
Coming.
Which now, is yours?
Yeah, what's yours?
Mine's the oat milk brown sugar shaken espresso.
Let me check the list again. Yeah, she gone. Just kidding. They say they will be adding some things to the menu, some seasonal things. And Starbucks says its beloved lavender beverages are coming back this spring.
Nobody
have you ever
needs
had
those.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
No, I saw that. Sounds gross. No,
don't
thanks.
Need that. They're going to have a new iced cherry chai.
No.
And how about this? A jalapeno chicken pocket, a food item that's coming this spring.
That sounds delicious. I think I'll have one of those.
Yeah, I'm here for that.
Back
one.
To something you said, Graham. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with a man drinking a frappuccino?
Good point.
I wouldn't do it.
Why not?
I mean, I would if someone else ordered it for me, but I'm not walking in there by myself and be like, can I get the white chocolate Java chip chai cream frappuccino, please?
So you're just too embarrassed to order it.
Yes.
But totally fine walking down the street drinking your Starbucks frappuccino.
I bet they're delicious.
They are.
But why is ordering it so bad then?
Did you hear how it sounded? No, I just can't. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't do that.
What if the name is shorter?
Give me a black coffee and I'm on my way.
I'm going to take it a step further.
Okay.
Unpopular opinion. And I think we've discussed this on the JV show before because I think somebody on TikTok might have said this. But I feel weird about adults in general ordering frappuccinos. Like, get a real coffee.
Wow.
Like, my kids drink frappuccinos.
Wow.
Okay, get now.
They do. First of all, your kids probably shouldn't be drinking frappuccinos, right?
I mean, not like my toddlers, but even then, there's some that even don't them. Have that don't have espresso in it. But, like,
what's the issue with that?
Right, I don't know. It's like, get a real coffee drink.
All right, okay, let's let Selena lay out her opinion in great detail. Give your social handles out so people know where to leave their comments. I'd say leave a talkback, but the talkbacks are going bananas right now for the Disneyland passes. There's still time to get your entry, and you got about 8 more minutes to leave us a Disneyland talkback to win those
Selena on
tickets.
Air. That's my Instagram.
Follow her on Threads.
If you want to argue, at least follow me. Yeah, on Threads, too. I'm back on there.
And just so we're clear, you're saying what?
I just feel like adults drinking frappuccinos, it's kind of weird. It's not like real. Like, get a real coffee drink.
Wow.
My wife gets those from time to time.
Yeah, they're a nice, delicious frozen treat, but like it's not like like a coffee.
But it is.
But not really.
Because it's on the menu. But, wow.
Tell us why.
Just my opinion.
It's okay. Not on like a kid's menu. It's on the regular menu. So I think getting it is not bad. I mean, I haven't gotten one in a long time, but if I want one, I'm going to go get it.
I mean, hey, get what you want. I'm just saying. My unpopular opinion, there it is.
She's offended so many people this morning.
And that's fine. That's
so
fine. Just
people.
Even I'm
follow
offended.
Me if you want to take that up with me.
People
on
that love going to Disneyland love frappuccinos. That's science. That's science fact. And everybody listening right now wants to win Disneyland tickets. And you've offended all of them.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So we asked you to leave your talkbacks. Graham, I'm about to play our winning talkback. Did you take her phone number out of it?
I did.
Okay, good.
This was our randomly selected talkback. Thank you, everybody, that entered this morning.
Yes.
Don't worry, we're going to be doing it again tomorrow.
Yep. All this week. All right, guys, our winning talkback.
Hi, JB Show. My name is Martez, and I'm currently in Fairfield. Both
Where?
Of my boys are going to be 3 and 5 next month, and because we haven't been able to afford it, they've never been on a real vacation. So please pick us. I would love to take them to Disneyland. My phone number is 415-416-26. Thank you.
All right, into the phones. Martez, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi, you guys are going to Disneyland!
Yeah. Yeah.
Congrats, you just got 4 2-day, 1 park per day Disneyland Resort tickets. You get to go to the happiest place on earth and take your boys.
I'm so jealous.
Oh, my God. They're going to be so excited.
I am so excited for you guys. This is going to be an amazing trip. Congratulations.
My kids and my boyfriend have never been.
What? Aww. Your boyfriend? Why?
Yes.
Might have to rethink dating them.
I know. Come on.
They just like never really made it down there.
Is that your son in the background?
Yeah. It's a long drive from Fairfield because, you know, Fairfield's outside of the Bay Area somewhere. We don't really exactly know where.
I've been listening since I was in high school. I'm a San Francisco native.
Aww. Thank you. Appreciate
and
you.
So I listen to you guys on my car radio. We still get it up here. Like, I listen to you on iHeartRadio.
appreciate you.
Thank
we're
you
just
so
kidding,
much.
Fairfieldtonians.
Yeah, thank
we
you
love
so
you
much for listening to the JV show. Congratulations once again. Hang on.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health, Access to Excellence.
So Diddy's lawyers are trying to suppress evidence. So the latest is his team of lawyers, they're accusing the feds of lying to get those search warrants they used when they raided his homes and they seized computers and all that stuff. They're claiming that authorities made false statements and omitted critical exculpatory evidence, like how one of the victims was involved in the freak-offs and it was voluntary and there was no coercion. They're saying that the probable cause statements were intentionally misleading. And I guess his filing was like heavily redacted, so we don't have exactly what evidence they're claiming was left out or was misleading. Right. But, you know, if a judge does find like, hey, you guys did do this, you lied, you intentionally left out things, like that evidence is going to be thrown out.
Whoa. Do you think this puts any bit of this case in jeopardy? I do not. To me, it's Diddy's legal team trying. This is what they're getting paid to do, to try absolutely every legal maneuver at their disposal because they've got limitless budget here and a lot of lawyers being hired to work on this. They're trying every maneuver possible for their client. That's their job.
That is,
I don't think any of this gets thrown. I don't think any of this evidence gets thrown out.
Good. All right. So Patrick Schwarzenegger is responding to Nepo baby claims. You guys know he's in this latest season of White Lotus and he is like all anyone is talking about because of that full frontal scene and whatnot. Well, a lot of people were like, oh, he only got that role because of who his parents are. So he did an interview with the Sunday Times. He said, I know there's people who are saying I got this just because of who my dad is, but they're not seeing that I've had 10 years of acting classes, put on high school plays every week. I worked on my characters for hours or the hundreds of rejected auditions I've been on. It's frustrating that I can get boxed in. And you think at that moment, I wish I didn't have my last name.
Could have changed it.
That's true. There's a lot of other actors who go by a stage name.
Tons of them.
For that reason.
That have changed their name. And some, for that reason, to avoid, any sort of look of favoritism from their family.
I wish he would. I hate saying their last name.
I have. I like to avoid saying that one on the air. Everything that I've read, that he has put in a ton of work, right?
Yeah.
And like seems to have gone about it the right way. But you're never going to be able to avoid any of those claims because has your life, because of who your parents are, opened more doors for you?
Yes.
Has like the means that your family had afforded you more? You know, a lot of people can't afford to go to 10 years of acting classes. They have to get a job and pay their rent.
He's done a lot of other, go ahead, finish your thought, Greg.
Well, I'm just saying, I would understand if I was in his shoes, I would totally understand being frustrated by those claims because, look, I worked really hard. But you have to understand that your path will likely a lot easier than everybody else's path.
Yeah. It'd be nice to hear him acknowledge that because, he had a lot of other things that actors don't have.
Yeah.
But he has put in the work. There's been a ton of other projects he's worked on that nobody talked about because they were that much smaller. You know what I mean? And now the one time he lands a role on a really popular show, everyone's like, oh, he's just, just because of his dad, you know. But no, he's done other things that nobody cared about.
Exactly. But that criticism is like unavoidable.
I know.
Given everything.
Graham, what do you have?
All right. The JV show Asteroid Watch 2025 rolls on, you guys, because.
Oh, my God.
Listen to this. We talked about that asteroid. It was going to hit our Earth, a small percentage chance in 2032, in December of 2032. And everybody was like freaked out and the odds kept going up. And then we updated. Okay, now the odds were going down, down, down. And look, that news continues to get better. The odds of this asteroid impacting Earth now 0.001%. It's next to nothing. It's completely off the radar. All scientists and space agencies agree this has no threat whatsoever to impact Earth in 2032, and it won't come around, for another century or something. So we are like massively in the clear.
Nice.
Except listen to this. Doesn't have a chance of hitting Earth, but it does have a chance of hitting the moon now. Our moon.
Oh, no.
The moon is in danger, you guys. A 1.7% chance that this asteroid hits the moon on December 22nd, 2032. So we may see an impact from this after all. luckily, it's just the moon that'll be taking it. But what if fragments of the moon come off and then those sprinkle down to Earth? Oh, my God, you guys. But again, only a 1.7% chance in there. They're going to study this thing further to know if there is any actual impact chance. Oh, but right now, moon and residents of the moon that are listening right now on the iHeartRadio app, you've been warned.
Yeah, here's your warning.
Why didn't they give us this information in the first place if they weren't even sure at that point? Because they keep changing their mind.
They were using their best available scientific calculations, and science is always evolving, always open to being disproven. And other people are like, nope, it's not on this trajectory, and then was disproven. But now, sorry, moon residents.
No.
Yikes.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Earlier, I made a little comment that I think it's a little weird when adults order Frappuccinos.
It wasn't a comment. It was a statement.
You
bashed the Frappuccino community and said, be a grown-up. Get a real coffee drink. You don't order a Frappuccino as a self-respecting adult.
Good morning, JB Show. Oh my gosh, you guys have me cracking up today. Selena got me thinking about when was the last time I had a Frappuccino? And I thought, you know what? I think I haven't had one since I was at Disneyland. And then Graham says people that love Disneyland also love Frappuccinos. I'm done with you guys.
And you know that's a scientific fact. That
the timing
is a fact.
Of that worked out perfectly.
That was good.
All right. So did you guys know that Playboy is back printing? Really?
I didn't, but let's go.
The magazine has been through some stuff. I mean, we all know like old school Playboy and the type of content and things they used to post. And then I think like 2015, they made the move to like no longer include nudity just because, you know, people get that on the internet.
They did?
They were going to become more of like a lifestyle type thing. It was sometime in the 2010s. I don't know the exact year. It was falling off. It wasn't doing well. And it especially could not, you know, withstand the pandemic.
Because nobody got magazines anymore.
Yeah. So after that, it just fell off. They're bringing it back. There is a new issue, the first print issue in 5 years. And they have a new Playmate of the Year. Her name is Jillian Nation. I guess she made her debut during Super Bowl weekend.
Graham just searched her up.
New issue. It's Jillian with a G. Look up Jillian with a G.
Nation?
Like, yes. And she's in an interview talking about how she thinks Playboy can even compete with OnlyFans. Come on! Like, Playboy, I'm sorry, down here. OnlyFans, up here. There's no competition, if you ask me. This is what she said. She said, honestly, anyone can make an OnlyFans. Anyone can post a naked photo. Anybody can do these things. I'd like to think that Playboy picks and chooses more because you're representing the brand and they have this history. So you have to, like, really be appreciative of the Playboy history to really want to go and buy these magazines.
I don't think men are like, yeah, let me appreciate the history of
magazines. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, cool, maybe like the older people who don't even know how to like work OnlyFans might go to that.
Were you guys talking to me this whole time?
Yes. Yeah. Did you find her?
Oh, do you like what you see, Graham?
I'm on her Instagram. She's very Western. A lot of everything's with a horse or not like that. Not like that, but my guess is, you know, she's probably from like Montana or something. Everything is with a horse or in the, you know, with a cowboy hat on, and everything's very cowboy Western themed. And I've scrolled pretty far. So let me just tell you.
Wow, telling your wife?
Well, but, I'm just telling you that's her vibe. It's very Western.
How do you feel about Playboy coming back now in a time where everyone is on OnlyFans?
I mean, I don't think they stand a chance. I don't think many sites stand a chance competing with like an OnlyFans. That place is a juggernaut that generates billions
of
dollars.
What about the jugs?
Yeah, juggernaut. That's a good follow in there. She's a good follow in there. But Playboy is an iconic brand. So do they still have successful avenues using that brand? I'm sure they do. I'm sure they probably still sell a lot in merchandise and stuff like that. You know, that Playboy bunny symbol is still synonymous
maybe
with a lot
that's
of things
it, but as far as buying the magazines, I'm sorry, but anybody who is still buying that type of content, like printed out and on paper, they're aging out. They're not going to be around much longer.
Magazine subscriptions are probably down
Whereas
about 99%.
The internet is here to stay, and we have this new generation of sickos who that's all they know.
Don't label them a sicko.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
But
I apologize.
Also, I think on OnlyFans, the creators have, you know, the opportunity to post whatever they want, whereas in Playboy, I'm sure there's somebody who is controlling everything that they're doing. Yes, they have to represent the brand a certain way, so they're not posting as much content as maybe they would want to. And I'm sure on OnlyFans, you get to see like a lot of crazier stuff.
Much crazier.
How would you? Playboy. How do you know, Graham?
Much crazier.
Can anyone who's actually been on OnlyFans, because we haven't, leave us a talk back or call. What is on OnlyFans exactly?
Everything.
Is everybody doing what I think they're doing, or are there creators who are making money who are maybe just doing
like lingerie,
like sexy pictures? Yeah, but not showing everything and doing everything.
I think it's across the board, because we were talking about chefs hosting cooking shows on OnlyFans. Like, I literally think there's everything across the board. How the money is distributed, whether or not you're successful doing that, I don't know. I think the content creators that are doing maybe a little everything. More risque are the ones making more money. I don't know. Never been on there.
I am curious.
Me too, but I don't want to make like an account.
Just
and then
sign
now,
up for
now
an
I'm
account
getting daily
for
emails.
Research purposes.
I'm scared.
Yeah, I nominate Selena.
I don't know. My kids go through my phone. No, I nominate Jess. You don't have kids. You hate kids.
Well, I don't think...
I don't hate kids.
I mean, I think the problem with only... Not the problem, but like you don't just like make an account, log on there, and just start seeing... Like you have to...
You have to still...
You'd have to subscribe to somebody's channel to see what the stuff that they is... What the stuff that they post is.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
No.
But I do want to know what's on there.
So you listening...
If you subscribe, you can be anonymous.
Oh, share your link to Selena in your email.
Yeah.
And then she can
just
use
send
your,
me screenshots.
She can use your login for heavy research purposes.
And that's another thing. The creators that are on there, how does there... Like, because there's celebrities on there. What are the celebrities posting? Because I doubt some of them are going all the way. You know what I mean? What are they posting and how does it not get leaked?
A lot of stuff with horses, probably.
Oh, my God. This is
I'm sorry. No, I was talking about the
Jillian.
Yeah, Playmate of the Year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.